Right, just in short, tonight we had our usual Monday evening outreach at the hospital over here, and we saw quite a few patients here in the oncology ward, some of whom were really, really sick with cancer. So we went around, saw a couple of patients, we rebuked the spirit of cancer, we declared death over it. We saw one person with cancer of his esophagus, and we spoke to this person who's already 75 years old. We spoke to him. His name actually was so amazing, because the Lord just revealed to me that this person will overcome. His name is Nico, and Nico comes from the Greek word Nikao, meaning to conquer. So I also explained this to him amongst all the other things, and it's amazing how some of our older generation really takes the word, even though they grew up all of their life in these traditional churches, that they are now so open and susceptible for the true word, the unadulterated word, and that they really take this word. And I just encourage them as well, myself and the person that went with me, that Jesus is the same today, yesterday and tomorrow, and that he is the healer of all illnesses and infirmities. So we could do this. This person was already in the process of chemo being administered to him, but we just declared that healing is his inheritance, and that it will manifest. We saw other people. We're an old friend of us of ours with the name of David. He's been in the hospital for a long time, and we just tonight declared that no more. That cancer is something of the past. That he will stand up. That his body will just heal miraculously, and we are just trusting that healing will manifest. We saw other people, mostly men tonight. We saw someone else just open to the gospel, the good news. This person from an old age home, but a very active person, also around about 75 years of age. And this person just received with all of his heart the healing that we just spoke on to him, and he agreed with us. And I'm so glad, I'm so grateful for the Lord for these people, that people, it is always amazing to me how that people, when they hear the gospel, that it's a decision. That's what I see. It's a decision that they open themselves to this good news. And this is my wish, is that people will just keep declaring the gospel, the good news of God, and that they will never stop doing this, so that the word that is written in Revelation 12, that by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, that we will conquer the enemy. Praise the Lord for this evening. That again, that we could go, that we could heal people in the name of Jesus, our healer, that they could receive this healing, and that they can be set free. We prayed also for a Jewish woman with epilepsy, and we rebuked that spirit as well. And we were able to afterwards also share with us that Jesus is the true Messiah, that Yahweh was in fact Yahshua, that came and manifested Yahweh here in the likeness of human flesh, to come and show his great grace, his mercy, and his goodness and kindness towards man. Bless you with this, also this testimony. Feel free to send it to everyone, so that it can encourage other people, so that they may feel free to go and pray for other people, and just to speak into the spiritual realm all of the goodness and the kindness and the blessings that we've already received from our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and glory and honor be to Jesus alone. Amen and hallelujah.